February 27, 2023, it's Walk for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Happy Monday. I think it's the last Monday in February. We're ready to end this short month. Started off with, this is John Coltrane when he was with Dizzy Gillespie in 1951, live at Birdland, one of these unknown radio broadcasts. Good Bates, a tune. Then after that, Moon X with Man of Tomorrow. Because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. Once again, from Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. You still there?
Yeah. Gary?
Okay. And Dave, where are you from?
I live in Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland. So we got a three-way going, people, between Pedro, Frederick, Maryland, and Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. See, the Internet, you don't have to just use it for spread lies and hate. You can collab in a three-way with music. I love it. Now, Jerry, we've already gone through your earlier days to where you're at now with music, so we're going to catch up with Dave or learn about Dave's. Dave, please bring your earliest musical recollection.
My earliest musical recollections.
What's that going here?
Are you talking about maybe going back through to childhood, you mean?
Yeah, maybe. Early okay. Means early. I mean, I'm trying to use English.
Okay. Well, you're doing a great job.
What's the Buddy Rich? The Buddy Rich tape. She goes, that's fairly plain English. When he asks the bass player what kind of strings he's using, and the guy goes, what? He goes, that's fairly plain English. And he goes, well,
Buddy,
I'm using.
Buddy,
he goes,
Buddy
I'm, Rich I'm using. He's saying, I'm using the same I've always had. He says, well, change it.
Buddy Rich suffered no fools, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I heard when he didn't get his mota, he got a little belligerent. He wanted to take everybody on, show everybody new karate or something. Okay, anyway, your story, Dave.
All right.
Bring that memory.
So I was a band kid all through school. Started playing clarinet.
No, I
want to
know your
school.
Earliest. I want to know your earliest musical memory.
Okay. My parents used to take us to this theater in the Roundup here called Shady Grove Theater, and we had season tickets, and we used to go every summer, and we saw all the great American musicals there, South Pacific, and Guys and Dolls, and Camelot.
Oklahoma.
I'm sorry?
Oklahoma.
I believe we saw Oklahoma there.
That's supposedly the big daddy, right? With the bump, 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 hoe down and all that shit. We're supposed to get away from the European thing and make our own kind of stuff. So,
right.
So your earliest musical memories is actually theater and musicals. That's bitching.
Yeah, it's now, theater and musicals. I remember.
The pad you grew up in, was there musical instruments?
We had an upright piano. And now, I taught myself how to.
Oh, you didn't have to go through the piano lesson ordeal. You did it yourself.
Right. I was a band kid, so I took musical lessons on woodwinds, but I taught myself piano because we had one at the house. So I learned, my first thing I learned was Henry Mancini's Baby Elephant Walk. I taught myself how to play that.
Bum, 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 bum. An oboe song, right?
I don't think an oboe's in there. I think piccolo's
okay.
In there.
Okay. I'm wrong again. I'm wrong again.
What,
let me ask you this. Yeah. I know the melody. I know the tempo a little bit. Let me ask you this. First record you bought with your own money, please.
Beatles, Twist and Shout.
45. Okay. And first gig you saw, well, it was those musicals, right? Yeah.
Well, aside from the musicals, the first real band I saw was the Temptations, and they had Gladys Knight and the Pips open for them. I was in junior high school.
Both bands real good. Let me ask you about school. Yeah, were you in the marching band or the choir, that kind of shit?
I was in the pep band, and we had to play at all the football games.
Okay. And you were saying something
season.
About woodwinds. So is that where you got on the sax?
Yeah, I started on clarinet, and then I switched over to tenor sax because that was cooler.
Well, there was a point in time when clarinet was big deal, right? Artie Shaw and the Licorice Stick.
It was.
Yeah.
But by the time it got to the to the 60s, it was really saxophone at that point.
Oh yeah. Tenor sax too, big one for a young man.
Yeah, it was big.
Right, right. Now, you know, after school, not graduating, but in the afternoon, did you get into the garage band, basement band, bedroom band thing?
No, not until, well, I guess a little bit. There was a guitarist named Hal Linden. I think he eventually ended up playing with, he went out to California and ended up playing with, I can't remember their
name.
Okay,
that's okay. It's about you anyway. You guys had a band together?
Anyway, we did start some little bands. We were doing like Doors covers and things like that.
Now, what was it? Just guitar and sax? And then eventually, was it guitar and sax, just a duet?
Oh, no. It was bass, guitar, sax, drums.
And did this band have a name?
That band did not. I think we played at the school once. Later, we started a country rock band with some friends of mine, and that band was called Sleeves.
Well, that band and that played at the school once, that band that you played at the school once, was that your first gig? Besides, you know, playing at the football games?
I guess that was my first gig with a band.
Well,
yeah.
How'd it go? Because I always ask about the first gigs, because you can only have those once, right?
It was okay. It was in the cafeteria. It was for a sock hop, you know, so.
Okay. They didn't throw shit. I mean, I asked that because I've had lots of shit thrown at me.
it didn't get that bad.
It's a success. Yeah, great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were students.
Unless you're G.G. Allen, right? That's the point. You want them to throw shit. Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what about this band Sleaze?
So Sleaze started. That was a country rock band. We played a couple gigs, I think. We had a pedal steel player, guitar, bass, drums. I played piano. I tried to model myself after Nicky Hopkins.
Wow, great, you know, man. Great piano, man. Died way too young,
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're working on a documentary on him now.
Oh, beautiful. People, listeners out there, Rolling Stones. You can hear some.
Yeah.
Nicky Hopkins. Yeah. Can I ask you, because, you know, me and Dee Boone, we couldn't play with keyboard players in the 70s because they cost so much. There's no Casios yet. So what did you use for a piano? Did you use whatever was there on stage?
Yes, we used whatever was there on stage.
Because I always thought that was kind of the dilemma, right?
Right. Yes, it was a big dilemma.
Because they'd be all fucking out of tune and lame, beat up and shit, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And what about sax, though? Did you play, get in a band to use your tenor?
Finally, Mike Zentner and I started a band called Tunk, and that was a kind of a big prog band. We played our own music, but we listened to King Crimson and Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Moody Blues and all those guys.
Speaking of clarinet, that first King Crimson album, I think there's a couple of clarinet solos.
Yeah.
Right? 20th Century Schizoid Man or something?
Ian McDonald played the same instruments I did, keyboards and woodwinds. He was a big hero of mine.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that was a big record. I think they had a big gig opening for the Stones at Hyde Park right after Brian Jones died.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay, so were they called Tonk?
They were called Tonk, that's right.
T-O-N-K.
T-U-N-K.
Okay,
Tonk. Named after a science fiction book.
Okay. Who wrote it?
Lawrence Durrell.
Okay, Lawrence Durrell. Because I read a lot of Rogers the Last Name. I read a lot of Ray Bradbury when I was a kid, science fiction shit.
Me too. I grew up reading that stuff. Okay, oh, my good. God. Yeah. Everything I get my hands on.
Yeah, because it's hard to tell people that if you're of the space race thing, you know, that was very heavy. Everybody was reading that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens after Tunk?
Well, Tunk breaks up. We're too big. We don't get enough gigs. We have too much equipment. We've got a Hammond organ and a Wurlitzer piano, and a vibraphonist, bass, drums, guitar, violin. It's just way too weighty. And so that band kind of implodes, and then Mike and I start looking for Zentner, and I start looking for another group.
Yeah.
And we find Billy on bass. Okay. And we move into a house in Gaithersburg, and that's how we get the muffins started.
Muffins. Okay. Can you remember the first muffin gig?
I believe it was, well, the first muffin gig was at Ernie Falcone's birthday party in his basement.
Okay. That's it, you know.
But the second one was at Wheaton High School, and we opened up for a local band called Grits, who were also a great band. You should research them if you don't know them. They're great. But yeah, that was our first. And that was a really nice new auditorium in the high school, Wheaton High School. It was good.
Right. And how long did Muffins go?
Well, the Muffins went from 1973 to 1981.
Yeah.
And then we broke up, and then against all odds, we got back together again in a second resurgence from, what was it, 99 to 2015.
That's all right. Second win. During that first win, did you guys tour?
We did a little bit. We toured in the first iteration. We toured up and down the East Coast a little bit, Virginia, Baltimore, Philadelphia,
I-95
Boston.
Tour.
Yeah, right. And
let me ask you about the material. Were you involved with the composition of the material?
I wrote most of the material.
Wow. And what'd you write on, piano or sax?
Mostly piano, a little bit on sax every now and then.
And what would you do? Would you show guys things, or would you make little demos?
Yeah, I would. Billy and I would usually get together.
Uh-huh.
I'd kind of work out the whole thing on piano, and Billy and I would get together, and we'd work on his parts, and then we'd get the drummer together, and so we'd get the rhythm section going.
Yeah.
And then we'd bring in Michael on guitar, violin, and Tom on woodwinds later.
It was smart. I like this. I'm going to play some more Moon X, Goblin Part 2.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
originally intended to write a song about a large and very deep puncture wound, such as might be caused by a leopard, or less likely, a dragon. I would situate the wound in the thigh, where I would stare at its perfectly round and bloodless circumference, imagining a fetid steam arising from within, or perhaps a glimpse of femur, meet with a wrath-like fracture, appearing and disappearing, rhythm, audible and rapid heartbeat. But when I tried to analyze the wound as a metaphor, when I tried to bustle the image onto my train of thought, hissing, clanking, and soon leaving, I found that it stood for nothing but itself. Not as you might think, the wounds of Christ, who, God knows, had his own. Not a symbol of pain, or rupture, or terror. As I had only imagined it all, there was neither pain nor injury, and my only fear was that the reason for its appearance would then be an explanation so rich in detail, like a photograph, an instant I could study for 1,000 years. Here comes Norbert.
it can't be that bad, can it? It can't be that bad. Yes, I'm a mess. Tube and tune out the war, cause it's so hard on you. Oh, what a privilege. I know it's a new year, shit, but who cares? I'm drowning in my tears and fear the end is here. Or real nearby, so I hereby declare independence from all your amendments. Is this a mere cry? Cause it feels like all sense is when nothing is remaining and everything's caving.
Al suono del violino il diavolo balla e balla come un manichino, balla come impazzito finché non crolla a terra quasi sfinito. Thank you.
little arms. Sweater pills. Drawer pulls. Opaque glass in the sidewalk. Catacombs, maestros, iron spectacles, woods without squirrels or insects, blotched cheeks, broken bells. Thick-fingered gloves. Loving and loved. I'm asking you one last time. Melt a bit. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Moon X doing Goblin Part 2. Then we had Live on Mark Riley's show, The Objections, out of Leeds, England. The Lurker, a brand new from Jella Biafra's Alternative Tentacles. This is Wheelchair Sports Camp with Yes, I'm a Mess. Brand new from 19 Minutes and 40 Seconds, Danza del Diavolo. 99 Letters out of Japan after that with Mono Hikari. Preserve Me, parentheses, Afternoon. Matt Nelson and Thaddeus Brown. Agrodolce after that. Agrodolce, eponymous, right? Angry Silence follows with All Beauty Eludes Us. And finally, Moon X with the... I don't know how to pronounce this here. YGGDRASAIL. Help me out, guys.
Yggdrasil?
Okay, Yggdrasil, of course. Now, Dave, how'd you meet Jerry?
Jerry had put out his first Cloud Over Jupiter album, and I had heard it because we were both on Facebook, and I listened to it. I liked it. I bought it. And I kind of, you know, absorbed it here at home. And then I got in touch with him and said, I really liked it. It sounded like we were on the same kind of page. And I said, we should get together and, you know, trade tracks back and forth.
So you're saying that before Jerry came out that record, you never had met him?
Correct. I've never physically met Jerry.
No, I've done lots of collabs with cats I never met, except through music, right? Except through music.
Right.
Yeah, right. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I hope more and more of it gets going, you know, because we've got the capabilities. Especially, I mean, we've got to trade files now, but think down the road when we'll be able to, like, jam in real time over the Internet. I think that's
wonderful.
That's the grail, right? That's the grail. So you said to Jerry, hey, let's collab, and, like... Who decided who was going to go first?
You know, I don't remember that. Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was actually, we kicked around Moonmen a little bit, which was the precursor for Moon X, of course. And the very first song I remember getting from you guys was Bam. I think it was called Bam or Bam Bam, something like that. And I thought, what the hell is this? This is some crazy shit, man. And you guys wanted me to play some bass on it. So I just put on the old thinking cap and got my bass out and tuned the strings way the hell down and went at it. And I added some stuff and it kind of went from there. You guys like what I sent you? And then we just kept adding more and more tunes.
What did they bring to you, Jerry?
What's that?
What did they bring to you? I mean, since they asked you to bring the bass, what did they bring you?
Oh, they had, well, it was Bret Hart on guitar and Dave on all the horns and everything. And you know, I didn't really question where it was going to go at that point. I just really concentrated on the song. I just wanted to do the song.
Okay. I was just curious.
Serve the music.
Yeah. I was just curious because I get asked to do this all the time. So you didn't play. Look, we'll continue this because we're at the end of the first hour.
Sure.
February 27, 2023 edition. Watt Peter, so special guest, Dave Newhouse, Jerry King. Hold tight for hour two. February 27, 2023 is the second hour. Watt for Pedro show. Watch for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour. Moon X with Invisible Man. Then Dan Jones and Squids out of Kansas City with Dinosaur Man, the demo. Al Margolis, As If Moana, Chester, New York, Zon 1. And then Moon X, Forever the Moon. I detect a theme here. So, off air we were talking, people, and I asked Jerry about, man, did you give those, do that bass without, that's bitching. Do that over the mic real loud. Record the bass without a drummer, and what Jerry told me was he brought one of his buddies in on drums.
Well, I work with click tracks all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it wasn't anything too weird for me to have to play to a click track, but Dave and Brett, they said, gee, who should we get on drums for this? And I said, how about Bill Youngworth, a local friend of mine here and a great, great drummer. And they liked what he did. And I didn't really have any expectations about starting a band or anything like that, but the material was so good. And I was pretty pumped up about it because it was so good that, and they liked what we, Bill and I, put together for it. And then we started talking about songs 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and next thing you know, we had an album.
What was the first song called?
It was Bam Bam. It was a song called Bam Bam. I think Brett started it.
Yeah, but you guys didn't give me a song called Bam Bam.
No, that was Moon Men.
Oh, Moon Men. I know, but no Moon Bam Man. Bam. So let me get this straight. When you got the stuff from Dave, it had a click track with it.
I don't know if it did or not. I don't think that song did. But I put one to it, and then Bill came in and did the drums on it.
Okay, I'm just curious about the process. So you said number 2 and number 3, 4, 5 follow. Is it the same process where, like, Dave goes first and then you respond?
No, usually it was somebody would come up with what we called a source track, and they would pass it around, and usually it went to Brett first, then me, then Bill, then Dave. Dave was always last, pretty much.
Go ahead, Dave.
I said I thought of myself as the closer in that group.
The closer, with baseball.
Yeah, Garth Hudson in the band.
Oh yeah, well he's the guy. Garth was the guy who knew how to play.
Yeah, well.
Right? I heard when they started off.
Yeah, they used to record all the rhythm tracks, and then they'd give it to Garth, and he would overdub overnight, and when they came in the next morning, it would be all finished, and they called Garth Honey Bear because he used to finish it up. He was the closer.
Yeah. And, like, he had been formally trained and stuff, and he had a lot of skills. And he's still left. Him and Robbie are the only ones left. That was a trippy band, man, especially the way fucking Richard Manuel and Rick Danko sang. It was so trippy. I love their voices.
I love that band. Just love it.
Trippy, right? A collection of individuals that made a bitchin' ensemble. Much respect. Well, let's take, for example, this song Forever the Moon. Where did that figure, early or later?
Oh, that's much later. See, the Moon Men were four people, Brett, Dave, Bill, and I. And we actually made five albums from 2017 up until 2021. And Bill developed a problem with his wrists being the drummer, and he had to bow out. And then because he was bowing out of the group, we kicked around the idea of getting a different drummer. Well, Brett said no, he was done too because he didn't want to continue on without Bill. And Dave and I just decided that we were going to go on and start something completely new, but we called it Moon X. And that's where Moon X comes in.
Okay, I understand now. Yeah, okay. So there was like a kind of a pre... There's an evolution going on.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play the new Prometheus. Watch for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Moon X doing The New Prometheus. Clown Corps after that with Computers. Lewis Cole, Dead Inside Shuffle. Genevieve Artati with Visionary. The Logan Kane Nonet. I guess that's a nine-piece, right? Above and Below, Nicole McCabe and Logan Kane. There he is again. You're Missing the Point. These are all buddies of Brendan Etter. He was on a couple editions. And then finally, Moon X with Trouble and Rangar. Tell us about that tune.
Well, the title comes from a Jerry and I are comic book nerds, you know?
Yeah.
And we both collect comic books, and Rangar is the city on the planet Ran that, Jerry, I've forgotten his name. I'm getting old.
Adam Strange.
The Adam Strange comic.
Less
book,
younger,
right?
Dave. So, less younger, not old. We got rid of that old word. You're just less younger.
I'm much less younger.
It's okay.
It's from an Adam Strange comic book. The title is, anyway.
Okay. And was that kind of the source of a lot of inspiration? Besides the science fiction angle, right, also?
I don't know about musically, but kind of,
thematically.
Yeah, thematically, the ambiance, where it comes from. Uh-huh. The covers of our albums are very comic book like. We're trying to keep that theme going for the second one. So yeah.
And who does the art?
A guy named Eric Kearns. He also did the art for The Muffin Box. And for three of my Mana Mirage albums.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because the last song we're going to play today, I was wondering what that was, because these are all Moon X tunes except Mana Mirage. Yeah, we're going to get to that, though, so you can explain more further as we get there. Does Mana Mirage have your son?
He plays drums on a couple Mana Mirage albums.
Okay. Because Jerry gave me a picture with you both in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. George is our drummer for Moon X. He's the Moon X drummer.
And that's your boy. Okay. What's it like playing with your son?
What's that?
What's it like playing with your son?
Oh, wonderful. We have the best time. He's 25. Uh-huh. It's kind of hard. It's hard to get him down to the studio sometimes. But once he's down there, we're down there for about an hour and a half, and we're trying different things, and we're experimenting with different sounds and different drum beats, and we laugh a lot, and we have a great time.
And so he came to the rescue when you lost your drummer because of the wrist problem.
Yes, he came to the rescue. Yep.
Yeah. Now, Who does the bass? Do you still do the bass, Jerry?
I do all for Moon X. I do all the bass and all the guitars.
Well, tell me how you do the bass. Who goes first, you or the drums?
I go first before the drums.
Oh, so he plays the bass. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was a bass player originally.
No, I don't doubt your abilities. But I'm thinking of Dave's son has got it together. If he can play blind to a bass like that, that's happening.
Oh yeah.
Because I've tried to do that, man. A lot of drummers that's an acquired skill. Usually I have to let them go first, and then I just adjust to them. But that's great. That's great, Dave. He's probably had music in the pad all his life, right?
Oh my God, yeah. He's been listening to all the Muffin CDs. I would play them in the car when he was like 5 or 6 years old. He'd have to listen to them all. But yeah, he's growing up with them.
Well, how did he get on drums? Did he pick it himself?
You know how, like with kids, I could tell that he had the rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, because he had a steady rhythm, and I could just tell. So I think he was 10,
yeah.
And I immediately went out and bought him a set of Pearl drums.
Whoa.
And we started getting him lessons right away because he had it. He absolutely had it.
That's beautiful, man. And you helped cultivate it.
Yeah, I guess so.
That is a great gift. Great gift. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, February 27, 2023 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Special guests, Jerry King and Dave Newhouse. Hold tight for hour three. February 27, 2023. It's third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
What for Peter Show. Start off the third hour with Moonex doing Perry Roden. Jim Becker after that with Jujuke 2213. Ray Shin out of Reno with As Quiet As It's Kept. And finally Moonex with March of the Moon Shadows. Okay, yeah, I'm dying to know. Who's Perry Roden?
So Perry Rodin is a... it's the longest running science fiction series ever.
Oh, wow.
It started a long time ago. I think it's German, I believe. And he's apparently immortal. He was a normal American, or not American, but he was a normal Earthling astronaut. And I think he became immortal when he met these aliens. And so the books are just his adventures through space.
And is it one author who's done all these, or is it different authors?
I think it's been different authors, I believe. Jerry, do you know anything about the Perry Rodin books?
Not really too much about it, no.
Well, I'm thinking of like H.P. Lovecraft in like the Cthulhu mythos. Like he got the ball rolling and other guys jumped on.
Right. I think it is something like that.
Okay. Okay. And it inspires you guys to come up with a tune here. What about March of the Moon Shadows? That's an interesting tune.
That's Jerry's.
Jerry. Awesome. Hey. Sometimes you went first, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, in Moonex, you know, I'll throw stuff at Dave and he'll go and extrapolate and add, and other times he throws things at me. Like Perry Rodin was Dave's animal and March of the Moon Shadows was mine. So, you know, we co-write everything.
But yeah, but somebody's got to go first, right? So you trade, right. You trade off who goes first.
Yeah, there's no set rules or anything. We just kind of, you know, sometimes I'll come up with two or three and Dave will come up with one. And other times he comes up with two or three and I only come up with one, you know. There's nothing real set. It's not like he has to do one and then I have to do one or anything, so.
And then maybe sometimes it's more than just once back and forth. Maybe you come again and then he goes again or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We trade them back and forth. We're working on a song right now called She Light, and it's one that I started, and it's on acoustic guitars mostly. And, you know, we're tossing it back and forth, and Dave's adding something or giving ideas and suggestions, and, you know, we throw it back and forth all the time.
Ah, so yeah. As the new parts get added, the tune kind of evolves.
Yeah. Right. Yep. But I... You know, that particular tune I had mostly arranged already. I had all the acoustic guitar parts and the bass happening already. And then Dave started picking up the part and adding, you know, horns and other things to it, keyboards.
Have you ever heard of this technique of a collab where, like, one guy writes the verses and maybe the chorus, but then the other guy writes the bridge, so it'll be a whole different mindset?
We've done that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Lennon McCartney was one of their tricks, right?
Right.
Because it just comes from the other mind, and it doesn't leave the tune all the way harmonically, rhythmically, but it's like another mindset. Yeah. Really, yeah, really interesting. Okay, I'm going to play Hollow Man.
they want to take a dick. Oh. Want my future? Don't get my past. Want to get with me? Better make it fast. Don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together. It could be just fine. So no, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Oh, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna take a dick.
time to kick go. Double time, do the rhyme, flip it like jujitsu. Music stuck in limbo, everybody simple. All I hear is pop, 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 like it's a pimple. Proactive, reactive to the counterproductive masses. Taller than the sky, be the measure of my status. Them want to give me wagness, but I just won't have it. Cutting off the wind like a chronic asthmatic. Smooth in delivery, approach pragmatic. Got an everlasting battery pack that's automatic, so I keep going and going. That damn rabbit. Tricks off a kid so you can have at it. Time is standing still, a generation is lost. Blame it on the seeds when you know it's our fault. Blame it on the seeds when you know it's our fault. Blame it on the seeds when you know it's our fault. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. Inside of me lies the heart of a lion and pounds of grease from the chicken I was frying. Got a $1 million house. Ah, man, stop lying. A supermodel spouse and designer kitchen appliances. Brothers with like minds, I form alliances. Universal minds, I revolve around scientists. Take your time, be careful when you're trying this. Hotter than heat and deeper than Leviathan. Lost you at the start, well, let me try again. I'm the reason lyricism is so fly again. Raising you up out of this mind you've been lying in. Confusing without focus is what you find in me. You'll find me in the trenches of this war, reminding everybody why and what we here for. For the youth that we struggle, keep them out of trouble. They see our ways and actions, no matter how subtle. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. Mentally held up, no sight of parole. Your lawyer ain't getting paid, your story ain't told. Can't have no direction, ain't got no goal. Then tell me why the hell is you tripping, foe? You been a musclehead like Piscopo. The industry's the pimp telling the shit to go. Yo, make my money, don't come back, bro. Or you're hanging by your neck with a contract rope. If I marry in this music, then we'll have to unload. Weddings cost a grip and we got life to grow. Power phrases make all these walls crumble. Got money to make and knowledge by the bundles. We represent the light in the deepest dark jungle. G-Vision, baby, and we got to stay humble. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. It's on me. It's on me. It's on me. We'll be right back.
Watt for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. That chunk started off Moon X doing Hollow Man. And then the Spice Pistols with Wannabe. Emergency Room after that. Brian Eder. Drummer man who composes. I love it. This is called Nine. The number, right? Precise after that, It's On Me. And finally, what we were talking about. Mana Mirage with Phantosmia?
Phantosmia.
Okay, Phantosmia. So, yeah, hip us more to, like, what's the history of Mana Mirage?
Well, Mana Mirage are like my solo albums after the Muffins broke up, and I wanted to continue in that Muffin mindset, sort of. Uh-huh. And I thought about putting it out as Dave Newhouse, but I thought, who the hell knows who Dave Newhouse is? So I thought if I used Mana Mirage, which is the Muffins' first album, if I use that title, they would see the connection. And it's helped, and so I've been able to put out five albums with that project title.
And you said your son is involved, but does it always have the same lineup?
It has a kind of a core, a nucleus. I mostly work with a drummer named Sean Rickman. Jerry's usually doing bass. I have a guitarist named Mark Stanley, a violinist named Forrest Fang, a mallets guy named Rich O'Meara. Then I'll call in some other people, you know, that Derek Higgins sometimes plays bass. I'll call in other people who I'd like to have on the album. It's kind of like a rotating
Derek
collective.
Higgins? Are you talking, yes. Derek Higgins from Omaha, Nebraska?
Yes, sir.
I just had him on the show. That guy is bitching.
I know you do.
John, he sat on John Coltrane's lap.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
he plays bass on Love Song for a Country on that Mana Mirage album.
Okay. So Jerry was around. Is he on the first Mana Mirages?
No, I think he comes in by the third one, I believe. Jerry?
Number two.
Pretty early.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Two through five.
And Jerry, Dave, for Mana Mirage, this is mostly your compositions, or do you bring stuff in too, Jerry?
Very little. I actually co-wrote two songs with Dave out of the four albums. Otherwise, it's all Dave's work.
Right, and you ate in a bet. Okay. God, Derek.
Yeah.
Higgins. Okay, small world. Everything's connected.
Yeah, it is.
That's so wild. I love it. So what about your process? Do you make demos, or is it the same way you composed for Tunk and Muffins?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'll come up with something, and then I'll like, if I send it to Jerry, I'll send a click track and a keyboard track maybe, and then I'll write his bass part on piano or organ.
Left hand.
And then he, just a separate track, just a separate track on so he can hear the bass part by isolated. And I'll do the same thing for the other musicians. Sometimes I just leave it up to them to do their thing.
Yeah. And what about with your son?
Same thing. We work the same way as we work with Moon X. So George will come down and I'll play him the tune and I'll say, I'd like this kind of a beat. What do you think? And we'll fool around with different kinds of beats. And he usually records on a Roland electronic kit, so we'll try some different sounds and which sound is best for that.
You know what's neat about that? You can tune it right to the key of the song.
Yes.
Yeah, one time I did it with George Hurley, a reggae thing, and you wouldn't believe how tight the shit gets.
That's very cool.
It is very cool. So I asked about your son because you're there with him physically. With the other cats, you're like mailing files back and forth.
Right. George and I are right here physically. They're the only ones who,
Well, it's just different ways. At the end of the day, right, it's kind of like that Wizard of Oz movie where Frank Morgan says, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. He is the dude behind the curtain. Because at the end of the day, right, well, like when I'm hearing this, all I hear is sound coming out. I don't know how it was put together.
Good.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm curious because I'm a bass player, fellow musician, okay? But at the end of the day, right, it is what it is coming out of the speakers.
Right. As long as it sounds cohesive,
yeah,
like a
absolutely.
Band. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any kind of – I think it's weird if you get hung up on some kind of, like, stuff that people don't know because at the end of the day, they get the – The whole enchilada, the end result.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, and we're finding out now, there's a lot of different ways to do stuff than in the old days. We don't have to get the same prac pad.
We don't. I mean, Jerry and I think we've adapted to this long-distance recording thing. It's easy for us now. It's like real natural now.
Yeah, that's bitching. So what's is another Moon X thing coming?
Yeah, you play tracks from it.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's not out yet. Okay, so I'm playing some future stuff. Do you, you know, a lot of guys, they get stuff done, and they're ready to do the next one. You guys ready to do the next one?
Oh, yeah. We got, well, five of the songs I sent you are from the new one that's not even out yet.
Yeah, but I'm talking about even that, Jerry.
Yeah, and
can I ask you that when you get done and that shit's ready to come out or it's ready to bring, come back on the show with Dave and we can play it and talk about it?
Oh, I'd love to.
Ah, great, great. Because I love what you guys are doing, and I hope it's infectious. People, don't let geography be a limitation. Reach out over the even corporate shit like Fake Look, man. Look at the connect that these brothers made. It's beautiful.
There you go.
Yeah, love it, good. Love it. People, so that the invite's out, right? When you guys get that, you come back on the show, please.
Love to.
Okay. People, honored. It's been the February 27, 2023 edition. Wap Pedro should keep your powder dry.